I'm what you would call a submissive. I have a daddy and I love pleasing him and little things that I do that I know he loves. He also punishes me when I'm a bad girl. But I know I'm his bad girl and it drives me crazy when he punishes me for being his bad girl. I'm going to tell you this story about something that happened the other day. I went to his work and I was wearing nothing but my skirt and some thigh-high pantyhose and a white button-up shirt, of course with a black bra, because I'd want him to know what I was wearing underneath. And I walk in his office. I turn slowly and close the door, deliberately taking my time to turn around and look at him. Then I downcast my eyes as I kneel down on the floor, right inside of the door. And I glance up at him as I lean forward, put my hands on the carpet in front of me, slowly and gradually start crawling towards him. I know this pleases him because he gives a guttural growl. It's the best way I can describe it. It's not even a moan, it's just a growl of desire. And in my point of view, I'm crawling towards this magnificent creature that the carpet fibers running on my hands and on my knees as I'm scraping by and walking towards him and crawling towards him. It's almost like a turn on to me. It's foreplay. It's the anticipation of feeling him, being close to him to please him. I get up to where he's at and I lay my head on his lap. He caresses my hair and my bangs behind my ear. He runs a thumb along my tongue. He runs a thumb along my lip. And I stick out my tongue, is what I meant to say. And I have to taste it. Everything I have to feel. He grips my neck and laying like that on my side, on his lap. I feel it tighten, and just the anticipation of it drives me crazy. I lift up my head to look at him again as I kneel beside him. And he turns his wrist and puts his mouth on my lips, but cups my throat in his hands again. Strong hands. He grips me tight. I get a shiver that runs through me and drives me crazy. Just the thought of him holding me like that. He literally growls out the words, "Who's my fucking good girl? Who's my little cum slut?" I grope through the grip throat. I croak through the grip throat. Say me, Daddy. I downcast my eyes, looking away from him. He says, "That's right, baby girl." And then puts his thumb in my mouth. Before I even have a chance to think about it, suck his thumb into my mouth. So good. The instant his tongue hits my tongue, I feel my pussy just drench look at him while I suck his thumb. He gives me a smirk. And he looks at me and he gives me that. Now go, look. And I know I've done my job. I've come in. I've teased him. Maybe upset him a little bit. But he'll come home and I'll be ready for him. He tells me to go and be ready. His daddy's had a long day and he needs his pussy ready for him. I get up to stand up, so I have my thumb in his mouth and he gets up with me. His thumb slides out of my mouth. Full of my spit, he runs it down my chin. I lift up my head a little bit. He trails it from the middle of my chin, slowly down my neck, right to my collarbone. I feel the coolness of the wind, or just the air hitting the little wet trail he left on my neck, and it drives me crazy. He keeps running it down to my cleavage. And he unbuttons my top button. I'm looking down at where he's unbuttoning my shirt and I look up at him. He says, "Now go. Be a good girl for daddy and wait for me at home." And without a second's thought, I turn around and I go. Walk back out. Slowly. Deliberately towards the door, knowing that he's watching me. And I can't wait till he gets home, because he is going to punish me for coming to work and distracting him from his work.